offensive rebounds. That was going to be a key. They found a way to do it. Fast break points, we talked a lot about that. Michigan State only had 11 of them. That's always a key. But for me, it was the way that they shared the ball, the assist. Chucky Hepburn and Stephen Kroll has combined for 13 assists. That's your five man and your point guard combining for 13. Chucky has 8. Stephen has 5. So the ball moved is what that tells me. It not only stuck, you know, sometimes when you get the ball in the post, it sticks a little bit. It didn't stick, right? The ball found each other. And then I think the free throw line, 14 of 14 from the free throw line. We didn't talk nearly enough about that, but this team has gotten so much better from last year in that area of getting to the free throw line, but also converting from the free throw line. Last thing I'll say about this, we talked efficiency-wise, though. I thought A.J. Storr, he was 8 of 11. Stephen Kroll, 6 of 12. Chucky, only 5 points, but 5 rebounds, 8 assists. So it just it all came together. And when you play Michigan State, that's what needs to happen. You need to out-rebound them. You need to make sure you take care of the fast break points. And you need to try to get to that free throw line, and they did all those.
8 assists, just one turnover. Yeah, 8-1 ratio, you'll take that. That's pretty good. My analytics team tells me that's really good, too.
And I got to get the number of your analytics team. They're pretty good.
Yeah, 1-800-COMMON-SENSE. Something like that. That's too many numbers, too many letters. You get the point. Yeah, it was terrific. And you mentioned the 14. Yeah, it's way too many.
Way too many numbers. Okay, all right.
But 14 of 14 tonight, 24-28 at the line against Marquette.
And that's like that. So last year, where did this team struggle? Rebounding the basketball and then getting to that free throw line and converting from that free throw line.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
They've addressed that.
They've addressed it. And that, to me, is good coaching. You look back and see where your weaknesses are, and you address those weaknesses are. So far, they've done it. Oh, yeah, by the way, they've done it against top three team in the country, Marquette, and a top four team in the country to start the year off, Michigan State. Michigan State will find themselves. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're not getting enough production from anybody else. Tyson Walker's doing what he's doing, but there is no – I mean, where was Jaden Akins? Where was – you know, I mean, I know Malik Hall was sick, but where was he? You know, as far as the freshmen that are going to come, they'll get better as well. This team is going to be just fine, but right now their biggest issue when you look at Michigan State is they're getting no other help whatsoever. You got Tyson Walker that's doing his thing, but Jaden Akins, you look at what he did tonight. I've got to look at the box score, and I'm shocked, but he was so quiet I shouldn't be shocked. 2 points, 1 of 4. That's it, right? Like, I'm shocked by that, but – the game, watching it out, didn't – I mean, I shouldn't be shocked because we saw it.
The Spartans will play at Nebraska on Sunday. The Badgers on Saturday will be at in Tucson to take on Arizona. I believe Coach Gard is standing by. You there, Coach? He will be here in mere moments, so we'll hold our next commercial break as we'll check in with the Badgers head coach. Wisconsin 70, Michigan State 57 here tonight in East Lansing. As thought he was going to stop by. Maybe we'll take – it's a one-minute break. Maybe we should do that.
Greg, are you on?
Yep. I hear rustling, so it sounds like – there he is. There he is. It's head coach Greg Gard joins us. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks.
Three times now you've taken teams in here to win at the Breslin Center. That's the longest stretch for Wisconsin basketball to come in here. Butchie's been breaking it down. Let's turn it to you. What was the difference from your perspective here tonight for your guys?
Well, we were able to withstand that foul trouble in the first half, obviously, with Tyler. I thought we just kept right on trucking, and our depth, again, even though it was in small quantities at times, really helped us. And the offensive glass, you know, we got a lot of possessions, and then how we shot the foul line. Mm-hmm. You know, you go 14 for 14, and you end up, you know, out-rebounding them by 14, 36, 22, and really get those second chance points that were huge that John got. You know, John got his hands on some, and Tyler, because he was fresh in that second half, did an excellent job. But, you know, and then it was a different guy. Tonight it was Steve and AJ. Saturday it was Max, you know, in terms of taking the scoring lead, and I think that's the unique part and the nice part about having a deep, really good team is that we aren't dependent completely all the time on one guy.
Coach, you talked about it, but Steven, 4-4 from three. I had to bring it up as a big. I love when another big knocks down some shots. But he started the game off so well and allowed you guys to get off to a start, a really good start. Talk about what you guys did well to get going early.
Yeah, I mean, we made some shots. You know, he made them. Chucky made one. A.J. banked some in, and I think it gave us some confidence, and it changed what they had to do defensively from packing it in, and we got the floor opened up a little bit, and then we were able to play at the rim a little bit more and shoot some free throws, and, you know, one complements the other.
Let's talk about your floor general a little bit. 8 assists.
Terrific.
1 turnover.
Yeah, terrific.
How good has he been this year for you guys?
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's playing at another level. And that's what you would expect of a kid now in his third year in the program. He's an upperclassman. And, you know, he doesn't shoot it exceptionally well, but he doesn't have to when you're surrounded by really good players. And I thought that play he made at the end of the half, reading the ball screen and found A.J. on the backside as they loaded to the rim run. You know, it just shows his growth and his development and how he's playing now with vision to disperse, and he picks and chooses his times to score.
You just talked about growth and development, and, you know, AJ's been with you just a short time so far, but his growth and development is something to watch, and for me it's the efficiency. 8 of 11, 4 of 6 from 3. Me and Matt, maybe one bad three. Other than that, like, he's been really good in what he's done, and to me, early in the year, maybe there were some more forced shots. Tonight, fantastic.
Yeah, no, he has grown probably as much as anybody, and I've always viewed him as a freshman, even though he's had a year of college experience, just because everything that we do is new to him on both ends of the floor. So, you know, he's playing off 2 feet more. I think his shot selection and decision-making, you know, he's got to do a better job of not trying to drive gaps when it's loaded. You know, he lost a couple tonight. He lost the one in transition. He shouldn't have, you know, when they're back and set, don't try to force something. But he has that ability. He's kind of a, you know, he's that tailback that's a home run hitter that he could, you know, 1 yard, 1 yard, 1 yard, and then all of a sudden, bam, he's loose for 70. And, you know, he just adds an element to us, adds a dynamic that we obviously need and appreciate.
Coach, I want to bring up, it's about 8 minutes left in the game. Stephen Curl gets his fourth foul, I believe. You put in Nolan Winter, and he gave you some really good minutes there for about two minutes.
Yeah, he did.
I thought that was a turning point in that game where they could have went on a run. Mm-hmm. But your guys answered. Talk about that moment right there specifically.
Yeah, he did. It was a third foul, I think, with six-something to go. Yeah, and I wanted to get to the four-minute media with or at least under 5 minutes if I could with Steve there. So he had a couple of fouls to use down the stretch. But Nolan, I thought, really, you know, he's getting better. He's understanding, you know, how it is as a young big, Brian, with ball screens, and you got Tyson Walker coming at you 100 miles an hour. That's a lot for a freshman. But I thought he understood and got better in terms of staying square with the ball, walling up, jump walling, and then how he rebounded there in that spurt when Steve was on the bench with the third foul was important.
I appreciate your time. I got to listen to Butch with Stevie hitting those four threes
for the rest
of the night.
Yeah,
it's worth it. But it's worth it. Congrats, Coach.
Happy to
fly back. All right,
take care.
Badgers head coach Greg Gahr joins us as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight 70-57. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 24 tonight, under cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 37. 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC telling us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Spot for big time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Postgame coverage continues from East Lansing, where the Badgers defeat Michigan State 70-57. We talked about the rebounds, a plus 14. Patrick Herb just let us know that's the largest rebounding margin against Michigan State since at least 1994. He's digging through that Wisconsin fact book right there, but to dominate on the glass the way they did.
He can dig through it all he wants. I'm going to tell you, that was a heck of a performance. I don't know what year it was. I don't care.
A long time ago.
It happened tonight because, again, this team's found a way, and they've answered. Again, we've talked a lot about it, but this Michigan State team and that Providence, like, there's some similarities there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have grown up as a team, and that's what you want to see.
All right, let's get to our call of the game. We mentioned the night of AJ's store. The Badgers able to get some separation at the end of the half, courtesy of store from Chucky. 31-23, Wisconsin, 7 seconds. Hepburn high screen from Crow, 5 seconds. Chucky turns it out to store, fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, drilled it at the buzzer. AJ Store with his second triple. And the Badgers go into the locker room up by 11. They led by as many as 14 in this game in the closing minutes. Michigan State had a push earlier in the half, got within three, but very similar to Marquette, could not get over the top from there. The Badgers have not trailed since the second half of the Fort Myers tip-off championship game against SMU a couple of weeks ago. A 13-point win for Greg Gard's team tonight. Back to close things out in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 24 tonight, under cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 37. 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Grandma buying the farm, that puts me in the Christmas mood. Did a lot of people lose their grandmas this way? How is this sentimental? People relate to this? Here's the other one. Grandma's your favorite song. This is a favorite song for me. I can hear that my 11-year-old laughing as he replays this 50 times. Sleep with one eye open, lady. That's all I'm going to say. That's unbelievable. That one's a bad. So, are we on the same page there, Conrad?
Yeah.
Feel free to disagree.
No, I definitely agree.
Here's another one. It's my favorite Christmas song for 33 years and counting. He's waiting. He's waiting to have his socks knocked off by a new song. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, we've got a great show coming up. We're going to do more bad songs. We got some doozies. And we'll keep it going. And I want to hear from you guys. The phone number is 920-264-0606. More. From Civic Media Radio Network, it's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Right, and we are talking bad Christmas songs. Rob Thomas is coming up at 8:30, a little after 8:30. We'll talk to Rob about what he's watching, and we'll probably ask him his least favorite Christmas song, too. But I want to hear from you. What are your least favorite Christmas songs? You can text or call to share them, 920-264-0606. That is the number to call or text. We got some texts here. Jingle Bell Rock. You know, that's one I know. It's overplayed. And I guess it depends with me who is singing Jingle Bell Rock. Some of them I kind of like. It's kind of catchy. But I get it. That's totally overplayed. And someone said, no more grandma. And I don't know if that means they've offed their own grandma or they are done with the song, but either way, they're done with grandma, whatever that means. And and here's another thing. Okay, so this was brought to my attention today. We're going to talk about this, and then we'll do some more bad songs. But this is a game that a friend of mine shared with me today. It's called Rules of Reverse Whamageddon. And I was unaware of this. This is apparently, you play this game, if you hear the Wham song last Christmas, somewhere else, not you're playing it, you're supposed to go online and, Conrad, help me out here. You leave a hashtag.
Yeah.
And you say, and you list the song, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I have the little cheat sheet up here.
And thank you.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. And you have to, it's from December 1st to midnight on December 24th. Whoever hears the song the most and posts it wins. And I don't know what they win. I'm looking at the sheet here too. They can, but it's all in the honor system. Like, what a dumb game. Like, not a dumb game, whatever. You can post it, but you don't win anything, and it's all in the honor system. Like, there could be psychos out there just posting that they've heard the song over and over. I don't know. I like that song, actually. I'm a fan of the song. It is a little overplayed, but it says players don't get points for playing it themselves. But if you hear it, like, in a supermarket or on a bus or an elevator or whatever, you're supposed to go on to your social media accounts, post that you've heard it, and hashtag it. And then people will know that you play this game. And they'll have you over for eggnog or something. You can send... Oh, I guess you get a group. That would be the way to do it. You can get a group together, and you can exchange how many times you hear the song. It's still in the honor system. I don't know if I trust my friends that much as I love them. Would you play this, Conrad? You going to play this game?
I don't think I would because I'm not a fan of the song.
Okay. The player gets 10 points as soon as they recognize the original version of the song. This game sounds like it was made up kind of by someone who just wanted to make up a game, and they didn't really put a whole lot of thought into it.
Or they just really liked the song.
Or they just really liked the song, but then sit at home and play the song.
Don't torture anyone else.
Don't torture the rest of us. Right. Don't drag us into your online Monopoly game of... And why is it... It's called Reverse Whamageddon. Whamageddon is fine with me. I don't know why they added the reverse in there. See, it's just made up. Somebody, I don't know. I don't get it. All right, should we do another song? Conrad, let's do... this is one of my least favorite. They're all my least favorite, but this one, I couldn't even believe it the first time I heard this. This is called Dominic the Donkey. Take it away. Catchy intro.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey.
He's Italian.
La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you never see him kick.
When Santa he said kick, right?
Paisans with Dominic.
Okay, yeah, you got it. So the song goes on to say Santa needs Dominic the donkey because there are all these Italian mountains and the reindeer can't get over the mountains. So he needs Dominic the donkey who, you know, he's got the strength of 8 reindeer, apparently. And he lives in Italy. He's an Italian Christmas donkey. I don't know where that came from. What'd you think of this one?
I didn't know what I was listening to when I first heard it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
I mean, great chorus, the I love it. Yeah. You know, catchy. I dare you not to tap your toe. Here's one of the comments. This is real. I can't understand why I want... Oh, this is a real great song. I can't understand why I want Hippopotamus for Christmas gets all the airplay when this gem just sits there. That's a comment. Somebody's mad they're hearing the Hippopotamus song so much. They want to hear Dominic the Donkey. So they're kind of in this abyss of Christmas songs. I would hate to be in that house. This played every year... Every Christmas at my Sicilian grandparents' house, we'd put it on and dance around like idiots. So they're Sicilian, and they're playing this. Don't they have Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin? I don't get it. And then here's another one. This is the best Christmas song. I have no regrets playing this for my class. That's like a really bad grooming. Like, they're going home to mom and dad singing Dominic the Donkey. Wow. They're playing that in school. And then this is the scariest comment. I was dancing around the coffee table by myself. I don't know if that means no one else was there, which is weird, or if everyone was just like, check out the psycho. We're not joining in. That's crazy. We have time for one more. Let's do the Simpson sisters.
Oh,
you got that one?
Oh yeah, this is a great
one. This is Ashley and her sister singing.
Little baby bird, I'm a bumblebee.
Ugh. Dear God.
I am a poor boy too, but I'm a bumblebee. I have no.
Okay, that'll do.
You sure you don't want to listen to more?
My problem was with the rip a boom boom rip. It's like they're trying to sound sexy. Or it's like, why? And the Simpson girls, they seem like good people. Nice girls. Not untalented, in my opinion, in some realm. But I don't know if this is the worst, but it's bad. If you watch the video, their faces are like contorting and their whole body is having these jerky motions. Like, if you're doing that while you're singing, you're not singing properly, in my opinion. Just sing the song. Don't over, you know what I mean? It's like they're overproducing it. Conrad, am I on an island here?
I saw the video and I was on that same island.
Yeah, you don't need to be sexy when you're singing a Christmas song. Just sing the song. That's a great song. I remember that from my childhood and I'm watching this going, God, if they sang it like that for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they would have ran off and left the manger to get away from the Simpson girls. Okay, so we'll have some more bad songs coming. We have even worse songs coming up.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We're going to read some more texts. You guys are weighing in. That's awesome to see. And we'll get to more of your texts in just a minute. And Rob Thomas from the Capital Times to talk some great movies and TV. It's Pete Schwabba. It's Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want it. You take it. You pay the price. Move it all now.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has reviewed a bulletin issued by the FBI to law enforcement nationwide. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
This bulletin says that the most likely primary targets could include churches, synagogues, and members of the Jewish community. Now, today, the FBI director was telling senators that the U.S. is facing the highest risk of attack in years.
GOP Senator Tommy Tuberville ends his blockade on most military promotions. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says it's important that all holds be lifted.
We've got a lot of work to do, and you need to have the right leaders in place in order to carry out those operations.
As Israel's military pushes its way into Gaza's second largest city, Khan Yunis, families of hostages taken by Hamas nearly 2 months ago meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem.
They've been calling on the Israeli government, demanding that the Israeli government resume negotiations with Hamas immediately.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 24 tonight, under cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 37. 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 32.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it, and like, yeah, we are, but what are you gonna do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No,
that's
no.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on locally grown radio.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
That is the number you can call or text if you want to have a discussion. If you want some back and forth about your choice, call in. If not, a text is fine too. Here's one. Bad Christmas song of the 80s, 1989. Funky, funky Christmas. I know that song. The New Kids on the Block. Actually, I thought it was NSYNC. And Donnie Wahlberg, terrific singer. He meant terrible singer. Terrible singer, Donnie Wahlberg, but great actor on Band of Brothers. And he's also on that show. I can't think of the name. My dad loves it. Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck. He's actually not a bad actor. Both the Wahlberg boys, I will say, I like their acting better than I like their singing. But that's just me. Here's another text we got earlier. 80s bad vibe, Bon, really. I'm assuming that's referring to the Bon Jovi song that was called Backdoor Santa that we played a clip of. We may have to go back to it later. We'll see. That's how bad it was. So keep those texts coming, folks. We'll keep reading them. Our next guest, I want to find out what his least favorite Christmas song is. And we'll ask him that along with a host of other showbiz questions that I always have whenever I talk to this guy who I've become a good friend with. Unless he reviews something I did and doesn't like it, then I will badmouth him till the edge of the universe. But please welcome, having said that, Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, Pete, how are you? Congrats good. On the new show.
Hey, thanks. I'm hoping you'll be a major part of it because I love talking to you and hearing your opinions on everything. So.
Oh, I'd love to be.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us. Yeah. So, okay. You posted either on Twitter or Facebook about the movie The Killer,
yes.
Which was a Netflix original, I believe.
Correct.
Okay. So, which is great. By the way, I saw the film. I liked it. And Netflix, I don't know how you feel, but I used to feel like Netflix would, sometimes my Friday and Saturday nights would be, I would start like 4 Netflix movies and keep moving on and then just give up. But sometimes they put out a pretty good one, an original, that is. So you like The Killer. Tell us why you like The Killer, Rob.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, with Netflix, like, I mean, the fact that I sat down opening weekend and watched this movie from start to finish on Netflix is, like, a major accomplishment. Because usually, you open up the queue and, like, 10 movies pop up and you go, oh, maybe that, or maybe I'll watch that later. And then you just forget all about them, and then you go to bed.
Right.
But The Killer is the new movie from David Fincher, who directed, Fight Club?
Seven.
Panic Room, Seven, all these great movies, The Social Network. I loved it. I mean, it stars Michael Fassbender as the title suggests, a hired assassin. And he screws up his first job in the beginning of the film in Paris, and then spends the rest of the film kind of on the run and then trying to get revenge on his former, co-workers and boss, who kind of double crossed him. It's just a brilliantly directed, very lean thriller. Just kind of out of nowhere, one of the best fight scenes of the year.
Yeah.
Like this comes out of nowhere. I loved it. And great actors like Tilda Swinton's in it for like a scene. And,
how about that? Were you expecting? Well, I don't want to give anything away, but I was like, oh, she'll be the one that. Anyway, there's kind of it's interesting. She's great in it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I won't give away, but she's sort of a competitor of his. If he's McDonald's, she's Burger King, but, it's such an interesting, elegant, like I said, lean thriller. And it hooked me for 2 hours watching Netflix, which is like a huge deal.
Yeah.
Cause you're always thinking like, well, I could be watching that instead. Da, 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 da. Right. There's just so much out there. And so,
Yeah.
I was really happy with that.
Yeah. I'm the same way. And I'll be honest, it took me a while to decide if I liked it. Like, it's kind of, it starts off kind of slow with him just kind of talking to himself while he's waiting patiently to do his job.
Right.
And my wife and I were watching, like, do we like this? And then the way it picked up, I love that he's just a regular dude. He's not a steroid guy. He's not an action hero. He's a regular guy, which makes that fight scene even better that you're talking about. And
yeah,
and I like that he starts off, there's great character arc, and I don't always need that, but in this it had it. It was just a really insightful and kind of a smart thriller, in my opinion. And I think I mentioned to you when you posted, I love the pace. It's kind of, yeah. I wouldn't say it's slow. It's interesting, though, the whole time to me.
And it's in chapters, so it's like, every 20 minutes, the location changes, the target changes, and
right.
It just keeps kind of moving forward. And like you said, the thing I thought was so interesting, I wrote about it in my Substack newsletter, was like, he is kind of a boring guy, despite his job.
Right.
Like, the way he talks, it's like you're sitting next to a salesman at the Chili's 2 at the airport, and he's like bending your ear about his job, and it's like, right. You know, it's just, his right. job is shooting people through the head from 1,000 yards away.
Right.
I thought that was really funny, kind of, and the whole idea that just because this guy is, you know, a hitman doesn't make him James Bond or, you know,
right.
suave superhero. So right.
And stuff goes wrong.
It's a really,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Then it gets really interesting when he's got a scramble.
And know? It kind of forces you to keep up, too. I remember a couple times thinking, now, where is he? What's going on here? But then,
right.
You know, you trust the director, you trust the writer to kind of explain it through the action of the character. And it's just, I loved it. Are you into kind of the horror, not the horror, but the action Christmas movies, Rob? Like, did you see Violent Night or Silent Night that just came out last weekend?
There's a lot of them lately. I want to see Silent Night because it's John Woo.
Right.
He's like one of the great action directors, made Face Off with John Travolta and Nicolas Cage in the 90s and made these great Hong Kong movies, The Killer. It's his first movie in a decade, I think, and apparently it has. Did you see it has no dialogue? I heard or something
it's,
like that. Like,
yeah, it was. It has no dialogue, and there's no redemptive. Okay, so I looked at Rotten Tomatoes. I usually check there before I go see a movie, and it like critics it was like something like 80% liked it, and like 45% of audiences. So I said, all right,
okay,
something controversial either in the direction. Yeah, something's going on here. I like seeing movies like that, and I always wonder. But yeah, there's no dialogue, and it's just. I mean, there's background, like shots fired on police radios, but it's him just, and I'm not giving anything away. His son dies at the beginning of the movie. They give you that in the trailer and everything. And it's just Joel Kinnaman, who I like, getting even and mad. And I have some issues with it, but at the end of the day, John Woo, I wanted to see it because I wanted to see what he was going to do. And,
right.
You know, the action is great and all that kind of stuff, but it's just, when I left, I saw it with my wife and daughter, and we were all kind of depressed. And we're like, I kind of admired what he did. There was nothing redeeming about it. It was just, I don't know. We'll have to talk after you see it. But did you see Violent Night?
I did. That looks like a lot more fun.
Yeah, that was really. David Harbour.
Santa Die Hard, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, so what are you watching, Rob? What can you recommend to people that you think is cool?
Well, I just saw this movie Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage. Have you seen that?
I have not.
It's a crazy movie. It reminded me a lot of like, Being John Malkovich or one of those kind of like trippy, comedies, but they're so black that like, nobody in the movie's in on the joke. In this case, Nicolas Cage plays a kind of a mild mannered, nerdy college professor, and people start seeing him in their dreams, like complete strangers, thousands of them.
Oh, I read about
they have
that.
These dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have these dreams. And then there's this guy just standing in the corner of the dream while they're being chased by a tiger or whatever. And there's just a guy standing there, and all of a sudden people find out it's the same guy, and he doesn't know anything about it. And all of a sudden becomes this sort of viral celebrity because people are interested in him, even though he didn't really do anything.
Wow.
And then in the dreams, his character starts turning more Freddy Krueger-ish, and suddenly he becomes like a pariah, public pariah. Cause even though, again, he had nothing to do with any of this. So it's sort of like the satire of like, viral celebrity and how people, you know, can be, you know, honored one moment and hated the next moment. And
right.
It's really interesting. It's in theaters right now. It opened last week, I think. And it's a really strange, but I don't know if it would be as uplifting as Silent Night, but it's certainly interesting to watch.
Oh, boy. If Silent Night is the whimsical comedy compared to that,
right.
People are in for a really depressing holiday. But overall, thumbs up, mediocre? Thumbs
yeah,
down?
I would say thumbs up. I wouldn't recommend it to everybody, but
okay.
Like if that description piqued your attention, then I think you would like it. Like I said, I think I wrote in my review, it's like the best Charlie Kaufman movie that Charlie Kaufman had nothing to do with.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's great.
Yeah,
that's so cool. My favorite line in Being John Malkovich, when the cab driver looks at him and says, "Oh man, where do I know you from? I know you. Where do I know you from?" And Malkovich just says, "I don't know." It's like one of those deadpan lines. It's just gorgeous.
That seems true to life to me.
Yeah.
What little I know of John Malkovich. Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to you about Taylor Sheridan. Just kind of an overall, your thoughts on him. He, for those of you listening, I'm talking to Rob Thomas, by the way. He's the Capital Times entertainment reporter and just has great insights on all things TV and film, in my opinion. He's just great at it. So Taylor Sheridan wrote Yellowstone, created Yellowstone. He wrote the film Hell or High Water, which I really liked.
Awesome.
He signed like a 12-show deal, and he is churning out shows like like McDonald's and Burger King, like you mentioned before. I saw one of his shows this weekend called Lioness. I watched and I binge watched. I really liked it. Not a huge fan of Yellowstone and not a huge fan of Tulsa King. Tulsa King was like, it's Sylvester Stallone. Kind of a cool premise. This mob boss is ousted to Tulsa to live and run things out there, and he hates it. And it's kind of like an imitation of a TV show to me. But I loved Lioness. I don't. What kind of relationship do you have with the work of Taylor Sheridan?
So, well, I agree that I thought Hell or High Water was one of the best movies of that year with Chris Pine, you know, these two brothers,
right?
Robin Banks, I think, to save the family farm. Is that why they were doing it? I can't remember, but it was something like that. So it was like a thriller, but very grounded in the real world. And there's another great one he did called Wind River. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I did. Renner. Yeah.
Also very good.
I don't know if I realized that was Taylor Sheridan when I watched it.
Yeah.
Though. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's kind of got the lock on like sort of West Rocky Mountain, modern day drama. I agree with you. I've only watched a couple episodes of Yellowstone. It didn't grab me. It was a little more traditional kind of, I mean, it wasn't soap opera-y, I thought. I mean, maybe I need to give it more time. I started one of the other, the one with, I think it's Yellowstone 1923, because Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are in it. And I'll probably come back to that one. It didn't stick, but.
And the one with Sam Elliott. I've heard the spinoffs are really good, you know.
Yeah, that's a great cast. I think that's 1880s. I mean, eventually he'll have one for every year. They'll be like Yellowstone 1987, you know.
Starring John Cena.
I'd watch it. Hell, heck yeah.
Watch it too.
But then, I mean, there's got to be a danger he's spreading himself too thin, right? Like, you mentioned Lioness, which I haven't seen. I think there's another one. Isn't Lawman Bass Reeves, isn't that him too?
No, I don't know. It could be.
Okay, I think it's another new Western series. But that's always the danger, I think. And we talked about, you know, is that somebody gets so hot that they can't or won't say no to anything.
Right.
And they try and then you kind of dilute what made you special and different in the first place.
And I don't blame him. Cash ends. They throw me through $1 billion at him. He's got to churn out these shows. And Yellowstone, I had an issue until, actually, I'm going to tell you what I had an issue with at Yellowstone. Can you stick around through the break? It's very short. And
absolutely.
We'll keep you. I got a lot more questions for you, Rob, and not much time. So Rob Thomas is the guest. Text us or call in your least favorite Christmas song. We want to hear it. We'll be right back with Rob Thomas on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Not to go, but she forgot her medication.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. We had to play that again just to put that song in Rob Thomas's head. But thank you for coming on the show. A couple more texts here. One more text, actually. Someone texted in, their least favorite Christmas song is Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk on Christmas. That's by John Denver. And I have to admit, I'm a Denver nerd. I love John Denver. I think his songs are great. I think they hold up. I've never heard that song, but I will be. Conrad, maybe you could pull that up while I talk to Rob or something.
Yeah, sure. I'll pull it up.
I'm curious to hear what that's like. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab. I'm talking to Rob Thomas from the Capital Times in Madison. He is joining us to talk all things show business. So, Rob, what I was going to say about Yellowstone is I stuck with it for a couple seasons, and there's this character called Rip. I don't know if you remember him, but I think the whole point of the scene was to try to make him likable. And there's these two tourists that are on the side of a mountain about 20 feet down, and they're scared, and they're clinging to the mountain, and they're in street clothes. And I'm going, like, how did they both get down there at the same time, the same distance? They didn't climb up. It's 100 feet tall, and they both either fell 20 feet down, and by nature's luck, they grabbed the cliff at the same. It just didn't make any sense. And I'm like, this is such lazy writing, and this guy's a great writer. I know he doesn't write every episode, but that I was like, okay, I'm done with Yellowstone. It just took one thing, and I hate that because I didn't mind it up until then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you stick with it, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But okay, is there a Christmas movie you can't turn off when you see it?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite movie.
Great film.
Period. Like, it's the one I make time to watch every year. I mean, and it's back when it used to be on like public access, like because it was for free. Now it's only on like once a year, but it used to be on all the time. I make sure I'd watch it. That's my favorite. But I mean, also, if Die Hard's on, you got to finish watching Die Hard. Right. I mean, there's no question. I mean, you know, no matter where you are in that movie, you're watching it until Hans Gruber falls out the window.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we had a discussion last night at whether or not it's a Christmas movie. Do you think it's a Christmas movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it takes place at Christmas. You know, it has sort of a heartwarming story of a husband and wife learning to, you know, there just happened to be a lot of dead bodies around, that touching story. So
it happens. Not every Christmas is the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've noticed this, and I don't know if you've noticed this, the whole point of streaming and all these apps, and I have every damn one of them, costs about $4,000 a month, was to not have commercials. And I know some of them, that's part of the drill, Freevee, Peacock, unless you want to pay the premium. Now, Prime and other apps are sneaking ads in. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
What is going on there? And I think they know they have us and we're not going to cancel it. So what's the deal? Do you know anything? You have any inside information for us there, Rob?
I think that's exactly it. And I think what I think is that a lot of the streamers are either losing subscribers or they've kind of maxed out in terms of getting them. So they're like, well, we got to make more money somehow. So they're introducing a slightly lower tier and adding ads.
Yeah.
Or their existing tier. I mean, I'm paying I'm seriously paying like $23 a month for Netflix now. And then,
yeah,
you know, ad free. Like it used to be half that, it seemed like.
I think it was like $8 a month when it started or something.
It seemed like that. Yeah. And then you also hear like some of them are like it was at least they would have pretty good movie libraries. Like you, Paramount Plus would have all these Paramount movies. Well, they're
right.
cutting a lot of their backlog too, to sort of, I guess it saves them a little money. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I have to confess, I still have a lot of DVDs. I'm not getting rid of them just yet. You know,
see, that's smart.
There's no ads when I put my DVD in.
And I think that's how they do it. They know they have you, they sneak some ads in, and they pull some good content, so you have to pay for it. It's like triple dipping, and they dare you to cancel the app.
Yep,
well, it's my whole life. I'm not going to, you know, I watch a lot of TV, and I like it. I'm an inside guy, and I love my TV. So,
right.
I don't know. If you could, all right, here's a question for you. If you could only use three apps to watch content, what would they be?
Three apps. Well, so three streaming apps, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I would say Netflix, just because they really do have the most shows and movies where I'm like, oh, I should watch that. You know,
that's love hate.
I mean, Prime is pretty good. Hulu, I haven't watched much on lately. I'm going to say the Criterion Channel, I'll be honest,
nice.
I don't watch as much as I should, but that's sort of, you know, that a lot of great classic movies on that.
Yeah.
There's also, I gotta say, there's, do you know what Tubi is?
Oh, sure.
Like that Tubi is fantastic.
Yeah.
Cause
and
first
Pluto
all, it's free.
Too. Yeah.
It's free, Pluto. And you get all this, it is like all this stuff that is like not available anywhere else. Some of it's horrible, but even
right.
That's entertaining. And some of it's good. Like,
yeah.
And so, and it's with ads, but like if it's with ads and it's free compared to Prime is $12.99 with ads or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that feels like a deal to me. So.
And I don't mind. Like, if it's The Godfather with a couple ads, I'd rather watch something with ads that's good rather than some crappy thing. Like, oh, this movie's horrible, but at least I can watch it all the way through.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So we got a couple more minutes, Rob. So I have to ask you, we're asking people tonight what their least favorite Christmas song is. Do you have one of those?
I mean, I love the Beatles. I love Paul McCartney, but Wonderful Christmas Time is to me the worst Christmas song. Like I used to hope I would get through Christmas without hearing it and sort of mark how far I got into it. And one year I got to December 23rd before I heard it in Target or something like that.
Well done.
It's just, it's genuinely unpleasant to listen to, I find. You know?
I can't believe I didn't think of that one earlier because I've War Is Over on here by Maroon 5, and I don't even like the John Lennon one. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's a nice song. It's just one I'm done with, you know, as much as I like the Beatles as well, you know.
Yeah.
So we have about a minute left. Tell us, I know you saw Killers of the Flower Moon, which I haven't yet because I don't have 4 hours to kill. I'm guessing you went to see it a week ago and got out a few hours ago. So tell us what you thought of that.
Yeah, that's why it took me 2 months to see it. We couldn't find 4 hours in a row to go see it. But like Sunday afternoon, we went. And I felt the length, I got to say.
Yeah.
Like compared to Oppenheimer, to me, like flew by.
Yeah.
This one, I felt the length a little more. But it's really good. I mean, it's, you know, fantastic acting, fascinating, horrifying story. And, you know, Scorsese just has this way with, you know, telling this kind of story over multiple years. So, I mean, I highly recommend it. But it's a great snowy afternoon movie.
That's well said. That's awesome. All right, Rob Thomas, thank you so much for your time today, buddy. We'll talk again soon. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, Pete. You too.
All right, you got it. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabe here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
'Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness. The Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News has reviewed an FBI bulletin to law enforcement nationwide saying that due to the war in Gaza, groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS may increase calls for